MTV Cast.
Hey, Eddie O'Day here, calling in from Howley. So the last, 18 hours or so have been a bit crazy. So I left a message yesterday leaving Badger, which was about 20, actually probably a bit more than that. Anyways, crazy long climb, just goes on forever at pretty much a 1% grade. Kind of Badger wasn't too bad for, 5-6 miles. And then it got a little more narrow, but still not too bad. Say 15 miles from the top. And this thing's really like 70 miles long. It's crazy. About 15 miles from the top, I saw some lights on at a house and like a flashlight moving around. So made a beeline over there to get some water. And they were out checking out for moose. I guess there was one in the yard. Yard moose is a thing here. So that was happening. And then I got some water from them and then rolled on out of there. And I saw a fox, which was really cool. A brown and black coloration I had not seen. It was a little too quick. As soon as I reached for the camera, he was gone. And then rolling on and just trucking away, trying to get up this climb, trying to get a little angry at it and get it over. And all of a sudden, this moose jumps out right in front of me. And I about crashed. I mean, the track was already really tight, and it's ATV, so the center line is kind of piled up chunky rocks, and the sides are just wide enough to get like a side-by-side through. So very little room to keep your line, and this moose just totally caught me by surprise and goes the trail in front of me and turns off, which was cool. Happened to be a spring that I was really hoping not to miss. I had no idea what water was going to be like up there. My experience the other night of not being able to down in like these 20-foot rivers. I did not want to scramble to in the dark with bike shoes. But that was clutch. And then the folks that gave me some water told me about a house up near the pass, the peak of the pass, that's just sort of open, kind of reminds me of a toaster house. And I never heard about that. And the bug, they can sleep indoors, would be really rad. Maybe there's a shower and a fridge full of stuff. Kind of overgrown, big sign, caution, grown ups have. And I was like, all right, that's it. There's an old rail path, parks, property, but then like, not set up, just laying it. And then I walk up to the porch, kind of shining my lights, seeing if they can. Kind of looking through the windows a little bit because I'm just unsure if this is legit or not. Not good stuff out of me. And then, yeah, there's some like winter boots there, and this is August. Like nobody's using winter boots up here. They don't have a long summer. Maybe just doesn't look like anybody's touched it. It's so strange. The door was open. I'm kind of by the little thing trying to get my call about, and then all of a sudden another move comes for me. And again, just not expecting it. And there's so nothing bad happens. I do some talking for a while and then just kind of run at still trying to get after it. And then it's coming and coming and coming. And now I'm riding up into this. So visibility starts back. And it's just, I think it was another hour from that house up to the peak at least. And then the track just keeps diminishing. It's super narrow, rocky, loose. The lights track. So anyways, I finally get up there. It's like about 1 o'clock. I'd hope to ride on yeah, and get out of that mist and down the other side of it and cold up there. So I was hoping it'd warm up. I'm real chunky. I don't eat anything, and I find a little like 10 days. My clothes and whatnot. And to keep close to me, get, you know, out. Yeah. Honestly, I think I was about 45 minutes into it, and then I wake up cold because the water's been piling up on me. And I realized my tent doesn't work like a bivy. It's like through, and I'm getting soaked. Hold on, ATV. So I get up and start actually making it a tent. Now, guy wires and all that does not fit into a 5-foot space. So that just turned into the whole thing. I go climb into it. I got it all set up. I go climb into it. I pull one of the stakes out. Back out, clean all that up, get that straightened up, climb back in there. As soon as I lay down, pull a stake out. I realize I'm kind of on the edge of the hill. As soon as I lay down, my sleeping pad runs into the edge of the tent. Man, 3 voicemails. This is my longest one ever. So, yeah, it's now like 2:30, and I finally got it all set up and crawl back in there, and it's probably actually closer to 3 at that point. I know, of course, I'm ready to sleep. And I wake up, it's 6:15. Sun is not quite full out. It's still a bit overcast. That fog hadn't burned off, but man, that came early. Not excited for it. So I try to crawl out of there. Oh my goodness, the mosquitoes. I don't think I got finished packing up until 8:30 because I just couldn't stand still long enough. And I don't have a bug net. I just picked one up because they get right in my face. I'd like all my clothes on, which it wasn't that cold, just to put layers on and a buff around my face and head, trying to keep them out of my face. But man, as soon as I gave them a chance, I'd have like 20 of them. They go straight for your eyeballs. You can't see. So now I got to walk around again. I'm just pacing around trying to pack all my things up. Took forever. Then I have a 25-mile descent. Yeah, that's going to be rad. No, it's a 25-mile, 1% grade downhill on a really garbage track and just beat me up. So anyways, I finally just stopped and got some food and took care of all the things and loaded up on the sunscreen. And I'm about to roll out of here and head for Deer Lake, which is about 20 miles out. Another 35-ish, 30 after that is Corner Brook. And I haven't even been able to look beyond that because I can't really do much more than a phone call. So got all that out of my system. Thanks for letting me share. And I'll check back in soon. Take care.